Good morning, my beloved brothers, and God bless each of you as we come together on this wonderful morning to share our convictions about our Christ and to share this very special time of prayer and encouragement. And I take great delight in welcoming each of you to our corporate and collective and now continuous prayer cycle. God has blessed us to come to the sixth anniversary of our time together as Praying Omegas. God bless each of you. We come together each morning, humbling ourselves, praising God, and praying, interceding on behalf of the entire brotherhood of the great men of the Omega Psi Phi fraternity. Praise God for each of you. Especially delighted to have welcomed many of you to the call last night as we have for the last year lifted up our concerns and our petitions to the Lord as we deal with COVID-19. We ask that many more of you would join us at that time. It's a wonderful fellowship as we go to God in prayer about the pandemic that has affected all of our lives. Individually, many of us have been affected. Our family, our friends, and our fraternity, all affected by this pandemic. And we're pleading to the Lord that he might hear our cry and hear our petitions as we lift them to him each Wednesday at 1911. Brothers, please join us. We had a goodly number last night, but our numbers seem to be dropping a little bit, and we ask that you would refire that zeal to be a part of that prayer effort to ask God's intervention as we deal with that pandemic. We're also delighted to have each of you on the phone. Since the time has changed, daylight savings time has caused our numbers to drop just a little bit. We're getting up an hour earlier than we were 3 weeks ago, and that has affected our attendance on this call a little bit. We seem to be easing back up. This week we have been in the 170s, 170 on Monday, 171 on Tuesday, and I think 175 yesterday. So we know that our numbers are increasing back to the standard we reached and we were able to accomplish before the time change. Thankful also to the brothers that signed on after 6:25 to have you greeted by Brother Rudy Boone Sr., New Side 1949. He's our oldest brother on the phone in length of time in the fraternity and in age. So delighted to have him join us each morning and to join in welcoming the brothers after 6:25. We also ask that you would respectfully mute your phones at 6:25 so that we do not get benefit of the interference in the background. Thank you so much, my brothers. We're delighted always to have our visionary founder on the phone, Bishop Staccato Powell. Our Media Past Grand Chaplain is on the phone with us even this morning, and we praise God for him. We're also delighted to have our Media Past Grand Bosslus on the phone, GB40. He joins us today. And as always, we give him a chance as the ranking member of our fraternity, being our Media Past Grand Bosslus, to share with us whatever comments he'd like to share. And at this time, I yield the phone to him so that he might greet us in his own way. God bless you, my brother. You have the phone, sir.
Amen.
Good morning,
brother. Amen.
Good morning, brothers. Brothers, again, last night, the chaplains blessed us. They did a great job as they led us through that prayer. And, brothers, I want to share that a visitor to the call, Brother Tony Allen, invited by Big Mike, came and shared that he had a situation with cancer and asked for prayer. And brothers, Walter Thomas went to work last night. Reverend Doctor went to work. And if there is anyone that missed that, if you go on the prayer call, you hear, because the prayer not only touched Mr. Allen, but the prayer touched many of us. So again, Reverend Doctor, thank you so much for what you do. Thank you for your leadership. Brothers, let us hold tight to the hope that we profess. For he who promised is faithful. Brothers, each and every day I learn from this call. Each and every day we're blessed when we come to this call. Share this message with others and have them come and receive the blessing that we receive. Brothers, I thank you each and every day for what you do. But please know, I love you all.
God bless you, my brother. Thank you so much for your comments. And we praise God for you and the work that you're doing with our fraternity on a continuing basis. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Reverend Doctor. Thank you so much.
My brothers, what a joy it is to be in the 6th District today as we continue our prayer cycle. Yesterday, the 5th District, and so forth and so on. We move forward now, and we are now in the 6th District, the states of South and North Carolina. And on this thoughtful Thursday, we present to you now our 6th District Chaplain, Brother Travis Maestro Alexander. God bless you, Brother Alexander. You have the phone, sir.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much to Brother Grand Dr. Walter T. Richardson, to our 40th Grand Basilisk, Brother Dr. Antonio Knox, to the founder and father of this hall, my bishop in Zion Methodism, Bishop Staccato Powell, Esquire, and to all of my compatriots in District Chaplaincy across Omega Land. And especially to the faithful and diligent brothers who sign on every morning to intercede for others, I say to you, good morning. Today is Thursday, March 25th, day 85. The topic this morning is David's reign over a united kingdom. David's reign over a united kingdom. The chosen scripture from our daily walk is taken from Samuel 5-7. Initially, David's rule extends only over the tribe of Judah, but with the death of Ishbosheth, all Israel transfers her allegiance to David as the rightful ruler. After making Jerusalem his new capital, David wastes no time in bringing the Ark of God back from Bala of Judah, where it had sat for several years. Intent on building a beautiful house for God, David learns that God has promised to build an everlasting house for him instead. His throne, his family, his kingdom will be established forever, and he will take his place amongst the great men of history. There's a motto that says, attempt great things for God, expect great things for God. This motto would aptly summarize David's early years in office as the king. He moved speedily to implement his godly convictions both politically and religiously, reversing the godless influence of the former king Saul. Boy, that sounds quite similar to a newly elected president and vice president we all know. And though God would not permit him to fulfill his dream of building the temple, he never discouraged David from attempting other great enterprises for him. Building projects for God, we know, can be very, very costly. The demand, the vision, the time, the sacrifice, and yes, my brothers, the principle of perseverance. Our landmark, majestic, and historic houses of worship today, depending on our geographical location and denomination, may be referred to as church, cathedral, duomo, basilica, abbey, kirche, temple, etc. Each of these grand edifices began, my brothers, with a dream in the heart of some committed an inspired child of God. Also did the great Christian schools and institutions of higher learning and the missionary organizations that continue to touch millions of lives spiritually and physically. Each of these began with a dream. Our great fraternity, without a doubt, began as a dream, as there was no other black Greek fraternity founded and charted on the soil of an HBCU, the cradle of education for black Americans. My brothers, do you have a dream today? Do you have a dream of how God might want to use you? Use your skills, use your talents, use your genius, use your intellect, use your family, use your church, and use your resources to impact and to uplift this very sinful world for his glory and his glory alone. My brothers, then What is your dream? If you do not have a dream, please pray and ask God to give you a dream for his glory. Then afterwards, dream it, plan it, pursue it, and with God's help and grace, achieve it. One person with a dream is equal to 99 who only have the interest. There are some people who live in a dream world, and there are some people who face reality. And then there are those who turn the one into the other. I like the way our Beta Chapter Harlem Renaissance Poet Laureate Brother Langston Hughes puts it in his poem, I Dream a World. I dream a world where man, no other man will scorn, where love will bless the earth and peace its path adorn. I dream a world where all will know sweet freedom's way, where greed no longer saps the soul, nor avarice blights our day. A world I dream where black or white, whatever race you be, will share the bounties of the earth, and every man is free. Where wretchedness will hang its head, and joy, like a pearl, attends the needs of all mankind. Of such I dream my world. And I close with the words of a song made famous from a Broadway musical, and I paraphrase these two verses. To dream, the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, and to run where the brave dare not go. And I like this, and the world will be better for this. Oh, that man scorned and covered with scars, still strong, with his last ounce of courage, to reach the unreachable, the unreachable, the unreachable star. Let us bow in prayer. Most supreme God and Father of the universe, merciful and all-wise God, our Heavenly Father, it's once again another thankful Thursday that you have been so gracious to allow us to awaken and see. As this Lenten season draws to a conclusion and we move towards celebrating your preternatural victory over death, we boldly praise your holy name this morning ahead of the hosannas and the ride-ons of this Sunday's fanfare. For you indeed have done great things, and to God be the glory. We lift up to you all those who are sick, afflicted, and or recuperating, not only from the coronavirus, but all infirmities affecting the human body and mind. We speak healing today, both mind, body, soul, and spirit. Touch us now as only you can, and let the salve from the hem of your garment restore us and make us whole. Now, Lord, the prayer requests have been numerous, and we now ask your blessings upon the following bereaved families as submitted. We pray for the family of the late Mrs. Barbara Talley, sister-in-law of our beloved 35th 6th District Representative, Brother Charles Wirth. Give peace and calm to the family. Pray for the family of the late Brother James Nellum, who entered Omega Chapter last night, a true historian and 4th District warrior. Lord, we pray for Brother Stephen McReynolds of New Omega Chapter in the passing of his beloved mother. We lift up prayers for the family of Brother Dennis Anderson, Iota Chapter, in the transition of his mother-in-law. Be with him and his wife. Prayers for Brother Carmel Knox in the transition of his mother-in-law, Mrs. Meldora Phipps. Lord, we lift up Brother Thomas Baskins, Jr. in the passing of his beloved father, the late Brother Thomas Baskins, Sr. We also lift up, Lord, the family of the late Brother Louvester Cloman, who recently entered Omega Chapter. We know that you are God of consolation. We now pray, Lord, for healing and restoration for the following requests. Brother Darrell Hicks, who is standing in the gap for Frank Tate and his family. Frank has experienced kidney failure and is on life support. Lord, we pray that you would stop by the bedside and bring relief. We pray for Brother Ethan Robinson, whose loved one, Lauren, has applied to UC Berkeley. We pray for her admission and after her admission, her successful matriculation. Our fellow brother chaplain, David Relaford's daughter, Danette, is preparing for major surgery. Lord, we ask you to guide the surgeons and give her a full and speedy recovery. We pray for Brother Donald Linder of Iota Chapter as he undergoes further exploratory surgery. Mrs. Charlene Grissom, the aunt of 10th District First Vice DR, we pray, Lord, for her who was rushed to the hospital recently. We pray for Brother Fulton Nolan's grandson, Lord, traveling on an HBCU tour of 5 colleges with half a busload of students and chaperones. Lord, be with them. Keep them virus-free as they are in close quarters, but for good reason. Lord, we continue lifting up prayers for Brother Lawton Greer of the Pi Phi Chapter, who is in ICU, a hard worker with our talent hunt. And Lord, we praise you for this praise report that the wheels of justice are beginning to turn with the apprehension of a third suspect for the family of our faithful brother, Sean O. Williams, also of Pi Phi Chapter, whose family is rebuilding from the senseless murder of his brother, who was a great educator in South Carolina. We also pray for his mother as she is adjusting not only to that loss, but to having to relocate at an advanced age. We lift up academia, Lord, to you as schools are back open and are already planning to be full force in the fall. Keep teachers, administrators, staff, students, keep us all free from COVID and help learning to begin again as it has been impeded. We pray for all pastors and ministers of the gospel, church musicians, leaders, tech teams as they plan and safely provide weekly virtual worship services. And we pray especially for us this Easter season as we try to up the ante and make things even more grand for your glorious victory. Lord, don't forget Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated and her dear loyal sons, our Grand Bosselers, our immediate past Grand Bosselers, Dr. Walter T. And his father and family, the Supreme Council, all district representatives. And, Lord, I pray a special blessing upon my district representative, Brother Kurt Walker of the Mighty Sixth District. Pray for all of our undergrads. We don't envy them at all matriculating at a time like this. We pray for all Chapter Basala and the entire International Brotherhood. Vashawn Mitchell says it best, sometimes discouraged but not defeated, cast down but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Am